From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. As you've been hearing, President Trump laid out his agenda to both houses of Congress last night, saying he wants to work with Congress on immigration, health care, and various economic initiatives. On some of these economic themes, I'm joined live by Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Many of the economic themes last night echo promises Trump made on the campaign trail, for example, more jobs for Americans. What additional details, Kimberly, did he give on how he plans to carry this out?
So, David, the speech didn't provide a ton of new details, more than what we already know, but it did clarify what Trump's priorities will be. For example, like you said, immigration reform and investments in infrastructure. Here's what he had to say on that.
To launch our national rebuilding, I will be asking Congress to approve legislation that produces a $1 trillion investment in infrastructure of the United States, financed through both public and private capital, creating millions of new jobs.
This infrastructure plan was a big talking point during his campaign, especially the emphasis on the private sector. Now, I did some reporting on this during the campaign, and while private investment can spur infrastructure growth, it often means the projects that get done are often what's most profitable, not necessarily what's most needed.
And the president also last night quadrupled down on his promise to repeal Obamacare, receiving a standing ovation from his party for that bit.
Yes, and the administration made clear that repealing the Affordable Care Act is a top priority. The president laid out five principles he wants Congress to use as a guide on that topic alone, calling again for more tax credits, health care savings account, legal reforms. Those were points from the campaign. But as business leaders like J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon have pointed out just this week, if Trump puts all his energy into health care, it will likely push other issues to the back burner.
All right. Now talk to me about tax reform, key issue for many, at least in the business world.
Right. This was another item President Trump wants to put in his promises kept column. Here's a bit of what he said on that.
My economic team is developing historic tax reform that will reduce the tax rate on our companies so they can compete and thrive anywhere and with anyone. It will be a big, big cut. At the same time, we will provide massive tax relief for the middle class.
So we still don't have many details on that tax plan, but it's expected to drastically cut the corporate tax rate and cut the tax rate for individuals as well, although many tax economists say the wealthiest Americans will see the most benefit.
All right. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thank you.